Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. Top of the morning. This is KX93.5, and you're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. And looking at the liner notes, there's nothing going on in town, apparently, and there's nothing on Nixle. So we will be back in just a few minutes, or actually after a couple songs, and we'll get the show going. And we have a big treat for you today. We have a celebrity of sorts as part of the show. So here we go.
Lately, I don't know what to do. Maybe I don't know what to be. Changing now.
This is KX93.5, and you're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I just played a song from Kopecky Family Band, Are You Listening? And it was one of the first songs that I heard on KX93.5 and really hooked me to the station. And so I promised you guys earlier that I had a celebrity in-house, and I do. I have Mr. Tyler Russell. Hi there.
Hi, Ernest.
How are you?
I'm good.
So I guess we're going to be talking about KX. So how long has KX been on now?
This is our sixth year. So 2012, October of 2012.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. So how does it feel?
Every day is a winding road. Was that in ya? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's a new journey every year. I think that's why I love this job so much, is that no day is the same. No year is the same. Our DJs change, our schedule changes, our bands change, the music we play morphs a little bit, our involvement in the community changes, our reputation changes for better or worse, but we're still a living, breathing radio station, and that's the thing about having a 24/7 operation is everybody gets to see exactly what you are at any minute of any day, so yeah, it's a lot of fun, but it's also hard to keep
kind of like a fishbowl.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it for sure is. We're very transparent.
Tink, tink, tink.
Yeah, for sure. The Laguna community always tapping on our glass. But no, I mean, over the years, we've done what we set out to do and beyond. I mean, I had no idea when the radio station started that it would be what it is today. I just expected to play some cool music and maybe talk about Laguna things every once in a while. But it's grown into a very important resource for locals. It's grown into an emergency resource for the city.
Sure.
It's grown into something that schools bring to their campus to talk about. Hmm. You know, I mean, we do all the sports games
sure.
at the high school,
sure.
all the football
yes.
games.
Yes.
So we've become a resource that I think the word we like to use is indispensable. And the thing we hope we are is indispensable. That Laguna can't even imagine itself without a radio station anymore. I mean, that's what I like to hope we are.
Well, I personally would say that you saved music. I think there have been two major musical events this century, and one was Napster, where the music just broke free from the bonds of the labels, libraries. So when I was growing up, if something wasn't being played on the radio, you couldn't get it. And You might see KTEL used to put together album compilations, and you could buy, you know, a bunch of one hit type of wonder type bands. Or, but if you went to a record store, there was, you know, a couple hundred titles. And then Napster came, and you could say, oh, I remember this song by so-and-so, and you could go and get it right then. But, you know, obviously that wasn't good for the musicians. And then when you guys came along, it was, at that time I had been driving up to L.A. quite a bit and listening to a lot of radio in the car. And just it was just mind-numbing to hear the same Sublime song every time you get in the car and then switch stations. And, oh, it's playing on the other station, too. And so to know that there are actually people out there producing music that's worth, that's quality, that's awesome, is really exciting. And you guys kind of opened that up.
Yeah. So we're really unique LPFM. An LPFM is basically a 100-watt radio station. That's what we are, low power.
Okay.
And most of them are on college campuses or on Indian reservations or with churches. Most of them are providing some public service specific to an organization.
Right.
We're an LPFM that talks to a whole town. And because of the topography of Laguna, we're able to do that. Most LPFMs just reach a campus. But we're bottled up in this canyon here that we can just reach our town, and that's about it.
Right.
It just works out perfectly.
Crowded in by all the other signals.
Yeah, anywhere else in California, absolutely. So we're really fortunate to be here. So with that, we wanted to act like we were a big time radio station. We never pretended like, well, we always pretended like we were big and we had a big listener base, and I think that's worked in our favor. We play bands that no other radio station in the world is playing.
Right.
And they, in turn, gain some recognition from that and some more fans. And then they can say when they go on tour, they pitch their album, that we got played on so-and-so FM radio station.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, radio still makes a big impact for musicians. And when people complain about the same 40 songs on radio, it's 100% true. And not only is it boring, it's also doing nothing for music because it's not helping anybody.
Well,
so that's what we wanted to do.
If there's a decent song, you never want to hear it again after it gets the treatment, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
17 times a day for, you know, 6 months.
Right. And that's what it does. And then it goes out of rotation. And then that artist will come out with a new song a couple months later. Then they'll play that one, you know, 17 right. times a day. So, yeah, we want to improve the recognition for these underappreciated acts. There's so much music out there now. And it just boggles my mind that mainstream radio still thinks we want to hear Stairway to Heaven every day, you know?
So take us back a little bit. You know, I interviewed you for the KX at One Laguna Project, and you were about 12 then.
Yeah, I was 12, 14 now.
No, but what made you decide that you wanted to do radio?
Okay,
For a living.
Well, it does go all the way back to when I was 17. actually, even sooner. I wanted to be an actor when I grew up. I lived in Arizona. I grew up in Tucson. And my dad would graciously fly with me to L.A. almost once a week to do auditions and meet with managers and go to classes. I'd miss school because I wanted to be an actor.
Really?
Yeah, I entered into, like, competitions and... I was 12 or 13
so
at the time.
So we could have seen you in the Big Brother house or something?
Hopefully not that. I auditioned for, like, the Peter Pan movie.
Okay.
For All That on Nickelodeon. A couple Disney Channel movies.
Okay.
And I was about to get this Disney movie that was going to shoot in Hawaii. It wasn't Johnny Tsunami for any millennials listening. That would have been awesome. It was... some weird surfing Disney movie made for TV. And I told my mom, I was like, you know what? I don't really want to do it. I don't want to leave my friends. I don't want to leave school.
What about fame and stardom?
I know. And they're like, dude, we've been flying you to LA for 2 years and now you don't want to do it? No, they were very supportive. They're like, that's okay. If you don't want to, it's fine. Whatever, you know, go back to school. So I decided I didn't want to do it. And then when I was 17, we had to do an internship for our senior year class. And I just happened to know somebody who hosted a morning show at a local radio station. I thought that sort of fits my skill set, you know, performing and whatever, since I had done it. And I went there one day and I loved it. And I grew to love that nobody else my age was interested in it. I felt that it was a way to not waste the years I spent acting, which I kind of felt guilty about, but to do something that I could make a difference in and make an impact in that nobody else was really, really bothering with my age. People my age wanted to be actors or be on TV if they were interested in entertainment, but not so much radio. Right. So that's how I started to like it. I interned in Tucson at Mix FM. When I went to college, I went to Chapman and ended up running Chapman Radio. Interned at K-Earth 101, at Kiss FM. I got a job in Palm Springs at KCLB when I was 21, still a senior, and I drove back and forth to do a night shift over there. And then I was made assistant program director of a new station they started called Crush 103.9. That's the only time my face has been on a billboard, probably the only time it ever will be. And
Ooh, what was that like?
It's pretty awesome. I think anybody would be pleased to see their face on a billboard.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I drove all my friends by that thing. They had a little tiny version of it, like on a little stand like that sits on your desk. And my last day at work, I stole it, and it's now at home on my desk. It's one of my only mementos of that time.
Oh, wait, there's a police car coming.
Yeah, hopefully they don't care about that.
Yeah, there's other things they could be focused on.
So I, I just ended up not liking it as much as I thought I would. And the story goes that I quit my job and found the little LPFM by the sea and did that instead. So,
and what made you think that you could do it? I mean, you're pretty young at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd had some clearly some experience in all the aspects of radio, but what gave you the gumption?
I don't know. I've never thought I couldn't do something, I think. You know, I think that's part of how I'm successful. I don't think about it failing with anything, with relationships, with work, with new startups that I do. I don't even consider what could go wrong. So I don't know. I never even thought about that. I mean, I wouldn't have done it if my dad didn't push me to. I know that.
I mean,
He always pushed me sooner than I was ready, I thought, to do something.
Right.
But it turned out once I did it, he was right and I was ready.
Okay. So is that like the training wheels on the bike?
Yeah, I think so. I think he would let me go sooner than I felt like. I mean, he pushed me to apply for this job when I was still in college.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, I'm still in college. You know, I'm supposed to graduate first. Right. He said, no, just go for it. So I always made it work, and I trusted him. And with this radio station, I remember complaining to him, like, I don't like my job right now. I don't like being on the air every day. I don't like what the program director, I don't like playing the same 40 songs, you know, when I was in Palm Springs.
Yep. Yep.
He said, all right, then start your own radio station. I was like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's
but that was it. That planted the seed, and I ended up finding this place, and we came and met with the guy, and it just all
fit together.
All fit together, yeah.
And then the rest is history.
Right.
Or at least now. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. And I have as a special guest today, Tyler Russell, the founder of the station.
Yeah.
All right. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. And today I have as my guest, Tyler Russell, founder of the station.
Here I am.
Live and in person. So a lot of this has been about music, and the music has evolved over time. We've had different music directors. So what do you guys look for when people submit songs to you or albums to you? What makes a good band? What makes a good song?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a subjective answer. Good for us is going to mean good for another radio station. But, you know, we have a format. We have a sound that we try to stick to. We called it generational alt rock.
Okay.
You know, way back when, now trademarked, by the way. So we try to stick within that, which to us, you know, over the years, you kind of get it. It's really hard to explain. Don't play pop, play rap, except for some specialty shows, except for some the sweet spot of indie rock music that isn't too in your face. We knew Chilltown when it came to tunes, you know, a very rock. And so we right. play some of that, but most of the songs, we don't want to be too intrusive. They're not too, like, clubby.
Okay.
When it comes to a good band, you know, we're listening for something fresh. I think we'll sit in a music meeting together, and we do it every week on Mondays. And if the song has ooey ooey oohs or clapping, we like immediately get rid of it. Because I think the Lumineers did that 5 years ago, and then we were done with it. So we try to find bands that aren't copying every other sound there is.
Okay.
And we've seen the kinds of trends in music evolve over the years. Right now, this funk R&B sound is very prominent
okay.
in a lot of new rock tunes, which I personally love. I think is awesome. But a couple years ago, that didn't exist at all. So I'm always interested to see what the next trend is going to be. But whatever it is, we don't look for copycats. We don't look for sound-alikes. We look for something that really is unique and fresh. And there's a lot of punk right now, too.
Okay.
You know, there's a couple really cool bands. There's The Regrets.
Oh,
out
yes.
of out of Seattle, oh, which yeah. are like 7, 18-year-old girls making awesome punk rock music. Courtney Barnett out of Australia. There's like female punk rock, which we haven't seen in a long time. So it's cool to see the trends, and it's cool to get behind it, hopefully sooner than anybody else. That's okay. what we try to do.
And so how many songs or submissions do you guys get a week?
Hundreds, like maybe between 200 and 400, I'd say, both online and through the mail.
And do you listen to all of those?
We try to give all of them some piece of attention. We'll at least look at all of them. How about that?
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah. I mean, we don't listen to literally everything. But the way it works is radio stations will form relationships with record labels and record promoters.
Okay.
So there's certain people we trust the taste of.
Okay.
So if they send us something and say, listen to this, we always will.
Right.
If we get a random submission by mail that we've never heard of, we try to, and that we have a lot of interns who help us with that.
Okay.
We try to, because we pride ourselves on giving attention to bands who wouldn't otherwise get it.
Okay.
So it would be hypocritical of us to just throw CDs away.
Sure.
So we try to give all of them some form of attention, but it's pretty hard with one music director and a couple high school kids, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we try.
Okay. And let's go to some of the community-facing stuff. So you came in with a strong music direction, and how did you decide what the community needed beyond that?
That was something that was like decided for us, I think.
Okay.
I really didn't quite know. I knew all towns could benefit from a radio station.
And how long had you been here?
I'd only been here a year.
Okay.
So I was a transplant. I never said that because didn't want to be judged on that.
You know, I think I said in the last time that we interviewed, or I interviewed you, that I assume that you were one of the kids at the high school.
Good. That's what I wanted. I didn't want people to know I was from out of town.
I had made up a whole backstory.
I know what Lagoonans do to out-of-towners, you know?
Yes.
Fortunately, I'm on the inside now. But no, I wasn't from here. I knew there wasn't any radio in this area. I had spent a lot of time here in college. I went to Chapman, so I was down here a lot.
Okay.
So I knew the area. I knew there was no radio. I knew it was artsy. That's about all I knew.
Okay.
I knew what kind of radio station I wanted to make, and I hoped it resonated. So that was it.
Okay.
But then what made it community was all the volunteer DJs.
Okay.
And eventually understanding what this town wanted and needed. So I put, there was an article in the, I think it was in the Pilot, when we first started, right before we started, at the very end of it, you know, 200-word article, it said, oh, by the way, if you're interested in being a volunteer, email Tyler. I got like 200 emails.
Oh, wow.
From people all over town saying, this is awesome. I'd love to do this kind of show, this kind of show. And I took almost everybody, like, with very little vetting. Because if I cared if they were local. If they were local and they had some local voice in the community or they wanted to, I took them. That's how we got Armin, DJ Skong,
okay.
Eric Rankin, Sharon James, Steve Reed, Kevin Ware.
Wow.
These are all people that are still here.
Legends.
Yeah, still here. 5-6 years later, still doing their show. And, you know, and Jason Fetty came from that too. People who I didn't really know who they were, but they told me like, yeah, people know me. and they did, you know, and that's what, I think that's what got us some community recognition. Then I slowly started understanding what the community loved. I mean, we love live music. We love localism. We care very much about ourselves.
Sure.
We love our landscape, our outdoors. We love our sense of community. We take pride in living where we are. We hate Newport. We hate them. We hate Newport. I didn't know that.
They're very different.
Yeah.
There's a very distinct difference. And I'm not a Laguna original.
Yeah.
I came from Los Angeles. But yeah, it's almost like there should be a wall.
We hate them. The Newport Laguna wall. So, you know, I slowly started developing segments that I knew would fit that. Jason sings the police blotter,
that's
right?
Classic.
People love the police blotter. I slowly started to understand that. And I was like, how can we, you know, how can we draw attention to that every week? And we came up with that segment. For a while, we did a segment that I do miss called Let's Punk Newport, where we would send a high school kid to Newport Beach to play a prank on somebody there.
I guess that leads into the April Fool's jokes as right. well. Some classics.
I am very proud of those. And I will be the first to say they were all my idea. So let's see. The first April Fool's joke we did in 2013 was we said that all the sea lions had escaped from Pacific Marine Mammal Center.
Okay.
All of them.
All of them.
And we gave various places that they were, you know, sitting in the lobby of Hotel Laguna or at Ralph's, you know. Yeah. We just said where the sea lions were. And people would call concerned. How can we help? And then eventually, and my goal always is to get shut down.
Eventually, to get the call from the city
call.
Manager.
So yeah, and it happens almost every year. Eventually, we got the call from Pacific Marine Mammal Center. And they said, hey, like, can you please stop? People are very worried. So that's when we had to go on the air and, you know,
right, okay.
debunk that one.
Right.
So the next year, I'm pretty sure the next year was that Jason Fetty was going to Spain and was never coming back. And we were holding open auditions for his show.
Right.
The lack of sympathy was astounding. There was a line at the door. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, really?
People came running. And we, once they got here, we felt bad because we were like, we don't really have a slot. So we would put him on and let him try. That was fun. And then the next year was Festival of Parking.
Yes, so that one got me.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I was already driving out of town, and by the time I got back to town,
yeah.
it had been debunked.
Yeah, that was Festival of Parking. We said that they were shutting down Festival of Arts, tearing down the whole thing, and building a parking structure. And that one, I eventually did get a call from the city manager, because I said they're going to discuss it at tonight's city council meeting.
Yes, yes.
And people were showing up at City Hall, angry. And so the city manager called me and he was laughing, thank God.
Right.
He was like, please, please stop this. So we had to. And then last year was, I think my personal favorite, was the gondola going up 3rd Street Hill.
Oh.
Yeah, because 3rd Street was closed all the time, remember?
Right.
It was closed like off and on all the time. So we always try to hit a hot issue in town at the moment. So we said that
hot button
issue. That they found in the construction that Third Street Hill was an ancient Indian burial ground for the Tongva tribe. We made this up. And therefore, the Native American Association, whatever,
right,
says we can no longer walk or drive on the hill. So the proposal is to build a gondola from the bottom of Third Street Hill just to the top. That's its whole purpose.
Yep.
And that's the only way up and down the hill. And I got a local architect to create a sketch of what the gondola would look like. We posted that to Facebook. We had so many comments and calls, people who were like for it, who said, which yes. I couldn't believe. One dude said, "Long live the Tongva." I was like, we did it. So that year, we really nailed it. And this year, I'm already thinking about it. I've already got some plans. So anyway, those were a lot of fun.
All right. And beyond just pranking people, you've had a lot of people be part of the show or part of the station. I think back to, I guess, Mookie was the first program manager or music director.
Music director.
And so how did you find him?
Mookie was a pretty random lucky find. It was another ad that I put out on a radio site called All Access, which is kind of like the radio job site. And Mookie was one of the respondents to an ad that basically said, are you tired of corporate radio? Do you want to work for Pennies by the Beach? You know, call me. And Mookie responded, I'd heard of him because he had been on 91X. In San Diego. He did nights over there, and he'd done a couple other stations. And he came up, and as you know, as everybody still remembers, he's just the coolest cat.
Yes.
Knew so much about music, absolutely had that Laguna vibe that I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And he was an instant hire for me, and he drove up from Oceanside every day for his job.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that was sustainable for him, and I think he had bigger sights in mind. And now he's the music director at KC... What is it? KCUN, CSUN, 88.5, whatever they've now merged with Saddleback.
Right.
And it's this big AAA conglomerate in Orange County in LA. So he's doing big things and contributing to that radio station. And I think he refound his love for non-commercial radio here. And yeah, he was the dude.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more from Tyler Russell and the Importance of Being show. But he's not the host of the show.
Oh, I'm not? I thought I was.
Hi, listener Vic. All right, this is KX93.5.
I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. It's just old Luke and Luke's waiting on a judgment day.
company. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load off Bree. Take a load off Fanny. And you put the load right on me. He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester. You know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy. Won't you feed him when you can?
Yeah, take a load off Fanny. Take a load off Bree. Take a load.
Coast in my shiny brand new ride. Dreams of California, my baby by my side. Gleaming chrome paint so fine, Caddy 66. Flaming fenders, leather seats, it seemed the perfect fit. But beware of a love that looks too good. Before you give your heart away, take a look under the hood. I am the queen of the road, running hard and fast. This rust is messing with my body work. Heck, don't you know you're just a fool to me? Good things next. Coast in my shiny brand new ride. Cracks showing through the paint, some flaws you just can't hide. Tears fall away and vaporize. The salt, it's getting in my eyes. Your disguise is feeding on my soul. Before you give your heart away, take a look.
Ah!
All right, we're back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show, and I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning, but that's about to change.
Congratulations, Ernest. You've been promoted.
Yes, I keep graduating to new grades, or to at least times. Are you going to say it, or am I going to
say it? You should say it.
Okay, so my show is moving to Sundays at 9. So for me, yay, that means that I get to stay out late on Friday nights. So there's that.
Yeah, but not so late on Saturday nights.
Yeah, but it's not the urge isn't the same.
Right, right, right.
You're not breaking loose from the week.
Hey, that's what, you know, it's what we try to do over the years is instead of bringing in new shows and giving them good time slots, is we upgrade existing shows. So you were at 7 a.m., then you were at 8 a.m., now you're going to be at 9 a.m. Yeah. You're moving on up, Ernest. 10 a.m.'s next.
That's like college.
Right, exactly.
So 7 a.m. was tough, I'll have to say.
Oh, I bet. I mean, I know, actually. I did it every day for a long time.
So live radio. You, for many of the early years, you were the morning DJ and got up at, what, at 6 in the morning or and started it?
Yeah.
And, well, compared to being like an actor where you rehearse and you do a lot of stuff, do you like live radio?
I love it. It's completely unedited, transparent. It's the only medium we have left in the world that's like that. I mean, there's live TV shows, but those aren't even really live.
Right.
You know, you can't trust it when it says it's live. But radio is 100% live. And at best, stations have a 7-second delay where they can get rid of the last 7 seconds. But other than that, it is, you know, turning back. And I think there's something really cool and special about the fact that what I say is going out this microphone, uttering through the air, through the transmitter, then it's gone forever. You know, there's no, and then we're recording it and saving it, of course, but other than that, this is it. So I love it, and it really challenged me. It's made me better at so many other things.
Hmm.
I'm a better speaker. I'm better in meetings. I'm a better communicator. I'm a better writer because you learn that you have to be clear. You have to be concise. You have to be coherent. And you have to do it all while thinking about what the next thing you're going to say is.
Sure.
And it's very hard, but it contributes, for me, it contributes in so many different ways. So I've always loved live radio.
So the lesson I learned from live radio is that the longer you think about the mistake, the bigger it'll get.
Yeah, you got exactly. That's a good life lesson too, right? Just forget about what just happened and keep going. And if you're apologizing for it on the next show, then you've gone way too far.
So you've had a lot of bands here. And so when it was there a band that you were just in awe of that you know, said, yeah, we'll come in and play for you?
Yeah, a couple have amazed me that they've even bothered. I think probably the most notable we've ever had in is Julian Casablancas of The Strokes.
Okay.
Yeah, the lead singer of The Strokes who came in, who is very famous, has his own record label now, has done a lot of stuff, has his own radio show on Sirius. You know, The Strokes are a huge alt-rock band, and he was the weirdest dude of all time, which was perfect. I mean, he was like, he's kind of talked like this and never opened his eyes. He was awesome. There was also Kelly Okereke of Block Party, another one of my favorite teenage bands, who came in one of the first years, and we invited listeners to come in as well. Taylor Hawkins of the Foo Fighters has been here. Of course, Laguna beloved Taylor Hawkins.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've had a few. I mean, every time we've done a concert, we've had that person in.
Sure.
Love of the Beach Boys, Eric Burden of Eric Burden and the Animals, Kenny Loggins.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys have been here, which is awesome. I'm in awe that we get them for our show, much less in our studio, about those guys. And there's also a lot of bands who I didn't know before who blew me away when they came in. Just a couple weeks ago, you and I were just talking about how we can't remember more than a week past who we've interviewed. But a couple weeks ago, we had Sondre Lerche, who's a Norwegian singer-songwriter who's done a lot of movie soundtracks. He was unreal. Podcast is online, by the way.
Sweet.
And a band that I love who just released a new album this Friday called Until the Ribbon Breaks out of Wales. They're kind of that funk R&B indie thing I was talking about.
Yes, yes.
They came and did a...
On trend.
Yes, they came and did a 21-channel setup on our soundboard. Drum machines and every, like, loop pedals and whatever else. We used the whole office just for them to perform. But once they got set up, they were so cool. There's a video of that one on YouTube, too.
And you've also gotten some successful musicians involved in the station. So you had Jim Kerr,
yeah,
from Simple Minds. How did that happen?
So that Jim Kerr happened because he is Martin Hanlon's best friend, and Martin Hanlon is the host of The Real McCoy on Sundays from 12 to 2, and has been for 5-6 years now. Martin and Jim grew up together in Glasgow.
Okay.
And Martin is the guy that no one can understand on the radio,
yes,
the Scottish guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he's listening because he loves when I say that. And Jim...
That's a foreign language.
Yeah, Scottish honestly is. Jim did a show on a Scottish radio station for fun and loved it and was going to go back to them and do another series of shows. But Martin said, no, you're going to do it on our radio station in Laguna Beach.
Oh.
And Jim Kerr was like, All right, I guess I will.
Whatever.
Yeah. So we ended up getting him. He did a 6-episode series, 1 hour each, of a lot of his favorite songs, including some Simple Minds, deeper cuts. And people still ask us about it. I wish he would do more, and maybe one day he will.
Maybe he's listening. Maybe he will.
Maybe Jim Kerr is listening.
I guess you had the Stray Cats guy.
That's true. See, I had honestly forgotten until you just reminded me.
He started at the same time as me. That's how I remember.
Yeah, Lee Rocker of the Stray Cats, who lives in town, of course. He's played gigs at the Playhouse and the Ranch. He did a show with us for a while called Rumble and Twang, which was really cool. He's just the coolest guy. But you know, these celebrities have stuff to do, man.
Right, they have schedules.
I have a kind of a funny Lee Rocker story that's very short that I hope he doesn't mind me saying. I was trying to get in touch with Lee for the longest time to figure out if he was going to come back and do his show.
Because
we kind of lost track of him. And I was like, Lee, we want you. Like, keep doing this program. And so I saw him on the street. And because I was trying to call him, I couldn't get a hold of him. Saw him on the street going into a barber shop. I pulled up next to him, rolled down my window. It's like, Lee, I've been trying to call you. It was like an episode of Seinfeld. He was like, oh, give me 1 second. I'm just going to go in here and then I'll come back and talk to you. Never saw him again. The last time I saw Lee Rocker.
Ran out the back door.
So Lee Rocker, if you're listening, I know you've been avoiding me. I want you back, bro.
All right. So we've talked about the past, talked about a little bit of the now. What's in the future?
Good question. We've got a few things that we're working on this year that we hope 2018 becomes one of our biggest years ever. One of them is the signs that are going to go up on Laguna Canyon and both ends of PCH that say for community info, tune to 93.5. So that will hopefully reach some of the 6 million tourists we get every year who drive into Laguna Beach from Riverside and whatnot.
Sure.
And we're going to be
Newport.
Really... Yeah. Newport. Build the wall. Hashtag build the wall. We are going to be really community focused during the day.
Okay.
We're going to talk a lot about weather, traffic, surf, events in town, notable road closures, whatever. Stuff that we know people coming into town would want to know about. Parking,
yep.
Where to go.
Yep.
So we're going to be really community focused for both visitors and locals during the show. During the day, so we know that people are tuning in for the first time or people just want to know what's going on can rely on the station for that.
Right.
We also want to make sure people know that during an emergency or during a big traffic situation or a shootout like we had a couple weeks ago,
yep.
That we're going to be the first ones to talk about it and we're the only live medium in town that can.
Yes.
You can go on Facebook and look, I guess, but you won't get the full scope of it
sure.
like you would listening to the radio station. So we're always going to be on top of that stuff. It's part of our duty to the city. And then, you know, with this recognition we have in town and with the growing, listenership that we hopefully have from the signs and stuff, we hope to use that to increase our global brand. That's our next big goal is how do we become one of these global radio stations like a KCRW, like a KEXP that get listeners from all over the world because they're cool and because they're in such a cool place like Laguna Beach. So we're going to slowly start working on how we stay true to Laguna. But how people from all over the planet
that we take the Laguna.
Yeah, we're gonna instead of bringing everybody here, we're gonna take Laguna. We're gonna make it massive. It already is, and that's the thing. We can use Laguna's fame to get more recognition for us worldwide.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has
flew
been,
by.
This has been the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, moving to Sundays at 9 starting next week. Coming up next is Craig Cooley and Rainbow Radio. Thanks for listening. This is KX 93.5.